The reading can be found on page 1105 in the Church Bibles. It's taken from Acts chapter 11, verses 1 to 18, page 1105. The apostles and the believers throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him and said, "You went into the house of uncircumcised men and ate with them." Starting from the beginning, Peter told them the whole story. "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. I saw something like a large sheet being let down from heaven by its four corners, and it came down to where I was. I looked into it and saw four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, reptiles and birds. Then I heard a voice telling me, 'Get up, Peter. Kill and eat.' I replied, 'Surely not, Lord. Nothing impure or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' The voice spoke from heaven a second time, 'Do not call anything impure that God has made clean.' This happened three times, and then it was all pulled up to heaven again. Right then, three men who had been sent to me from Caesarea stopped at the house where I was staying. The Spirit told me to have no hesitation about going with them. These six brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen an angel appear in his house and say, 'Send to Joppa for Simon, who is called Peter. He will bring you a message through which you and all your household will be saved.' As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came on them as he had come on us at the beginning. Then I remembered what the Lord had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' So if God gave them the same gift he gave us who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could stand in God's way?" When they heard this, they had no further objections and praised God, saying, "So then, even to Gentiles, God has granted repentance that leads to life." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Today's gospel reading is taken from Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 to 6. Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 to 6. A new heaven and a new earth. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
So loving God, thank you for your word to us, and thank you for setting us in this place and calling us to be your people here, in this particular context, the particular people that we are. And may we hear from you this morning to more and more become the people that you've made us to be, and to create the environment for those around us in our wider community to do the same and to seek after you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So the sermon this morning is the Vicar's report to the APCM. So the APCM, the other stuff will be done after this service as you grab a coffee and come back to hear the wider reports of what we're doing. But this part we're going to hear now. And I was very aware as I was writing it that actually there's a lot of things I could have said. But what I've chosen to do is to give you a sort of overview of a week in the life of St. Michael's. I mean, it's difficult for me to believe, really, that another year has passed quite so quickly. It doesn't seem like a year since I was doing this at the same or similar time last year. But it is good. It is good to take stock, to stop for a moment, even if it's only a brief pause, and to look back at what has happened and to look forward into the future that God has for us as a community together. And do you know, today is actually my second birthday here. So I was collated as vicar on the 24th of April, 2014. Can you believe it? So actually, kind of personally, it's quite good, I find, to look back and think, okay, what has the last year brought for us? And so what about you? How has this year been for you? When you look back on your journey over this year, what have the significant markers been? How is your relationship with God doing? Or sometimes, as we stop and ask ourselves here at St. Michael's, how is it with your soul? How has this year deepened your relationship with Jesus? What have been the difficulties? As we ponder the year that has passed and reflect on all the wonderful mission and ministry which we have engaged in and with over this year, we must always remember that it is about God. It's about God's glory. It's not about all those things that we do. In that sense, but it's always about God and our relationship with God, bringing ourselves and others into a closer relationship with the one who created us and who loves us most of all. So all the things that we do, the activity that happens in this place, is done with the purpose of building the kingdom of God. Of creating ourselves as a community together who sort of explodes with the unbounding love of God, and to be people and a place that is known in our wider community as a good place, a place of God, where people can come and they know that they will experience something of God in this place. And we need to be known as a place that is seeking the flourishing of the community of which we are a part. So we must never lose sight of the purpose that is our motivating factor behind all this stuff that we do. And so I just wanted to remind you as well that over this year, the PCC wrestled with what would be our vision and our values as we go into the next few years. And we have written that vision as St. Michael's vision is to demonstrate in our actions that God loves all people unconditionally. We aim to join with God in the building of God's kingdom. We desire to be a church fully involved with our community, who tell the story of Jesus, offer compassion and kindness to all, and who work to make the world a fairer place. So we are about loving people, building God's kingdom, and blessing the community. So how are we doing that at St. Michael's? How are we doing our vision in this place? You will hopefully have seen over the past weeks and months that often we set a scrolling presentation, our open church presentation, before the service. You might have caught it in the sort of background, sort of taking it in subliminally, as it were. It tends to scroll through before our morning service. It's full of images of this church space, this kind of literal church space, being used in all kinds of creative ways in order to bless the community in God's name. And that's really important, that what we're doing is always in God's name and for God's glory. And so the welcome that we offer, whether it's the sort of explicit, active worship of God that we do here on a Sunday morning, or all the other stuff that we do, it's because we want to show something of God to the people who we're set amongst. So I'm going to go through our week. Now, I'm going to miss things, but what I want to do is just to kind of raise your attention to some of the things that you might never have been to in the week. You might not know exactly why or what goes on. So this is your the week at St. Michael's. So Mondays are actually our quiet day. So we begin with that. It's my day off, so it's quiet enough for me. And often that's a kind of, getting ready for the week day for Sarah as she administrates. You know, nothing really would happen in this place, as is evident when she goes on holiday and I forget to do the service plans and all that kind of thing. So Sarah begins our week in the office looking at the week ahead. On Tuesdays we have tea in the afternoon, which was begun in November 2013, so that's been a little while now. But that continues to be a lively and fun place for people to come of any age, although it does tend to be some of the older folk, and they come and they have conversation and company. And in this way, it's a kind of combating the epidemic of loneliness, which I'm sure you know is prevalent amongst older people. Often people find themselves not having any company week to week, barely speaking to another person. Sometimes a very simple thing of offering a space, some tabletop games. We have people who come deliberately for our table tennis as well, and all those things. That is doing a big thing in this place. It's an act of compassion that speaks of God's heart and showing love and care in a very real way. So what we're saying is we're saying that all people are important to God, and so they must be important and significant to us. And this is the way that we show that at St. Michael's, one of the ways. In summer last year and towards the end of the year, there began also a conversation about the problem of debt and financial exclusion in our community. And we linked this with the great work that credit unions are doing around the country to help us all to save and also to provide affordable loans to those who need them, perhaps who might not be able to access them in other ways. Sensible loans with sensible interest rates, rather than people relying on payday lenders who charge extortionate levels of interest. So we were having that conversation last year, and beginning to discuss how St. Michael's will become involved in that work for the well-being of our community in that way. And so we have, as we've said over the last couple of weeks, just opened, alongside tea in the afternoon, a credit union access point, so people can come and they can open up their accounts, and we can point them to people who will give them advice and seek to help people to be more financially included in a way that will bring about their well-being. So that's on a Tuesday. Also on a Tuesday, Tuesday can be a very busy day, we've moved our once-a-month communion service, which used to be at 9:30 in the morning, we've moved that to just before tea in the afternoon, because we recognise that for some people, kind of getting going in the morning, getting up and sorting themselves out was actually quite difficult for some people. And also, if people only wanted to go out once in a day, were only able in terms of their mobility, then we wanted to provide as much as we could, a way for people to receive from God, and make that as easy as possible. So that's Tuesdays. Wednesdays. On Wednesdays, we have our English conversation class, which began in 2015. So that's part of our report for this year. And it served a number of people. It sort of goes round and round. There are some people who kind of stay for ages and some people who sort of float around the edges, but it's serving a number of people who've come through our doors. And genuinely, if you come in, you know, on a Wednesday morning, you can feel the just lovely atmosphere, that sort of sense that people have clearly of being welcomed. They're being blessed by this act of love towards them, you know, and they're people who often struggle to be part of the community that they have found themselves in simply because they don't have the language to communicate. And to enable people to become part of a community is a real God thing. Ultimately, that is what God does with us. With all of us. We get included in the life of God. That's quite deep theology because we're talking about the sort of the Trinity. We are included in that life of God which is found in the Trinity. When we say anything in Christ, so often at the end of our prayers we say in Christ's name we pray, what we're saying is that we are included in that life of God. We are in Christ, so therefore we can pray to the Father. And that's what God does for us. By God's mercy, we are included in that life of God. And God creates for us the space and the environment where we can be part of that life. Without God moving to let us in, we couldn't. And that's what God does for us. So in providing the space and the environment, the opportunity, the language through which people can become part of their community here in Harrow, we are engaging in an act of God. That's why we do what we do. So that's Wednesdays. On Thursdays, we open for prayer. Actually, throughout the week, if Sarah and I are here, we open the doors and we put the open church sign out, and people do, you know, sometimes passing the door just dribble in where that wouldn't have been the case had the doors been closed. So that happens the rest of the time when there's not maybe an activity going on in here. But on Thursday mornings, there is parish prayers at 9:30, and everyone is invited to that. And what we do is we pray for ourselves and our parish, whatever we bring. And we also look at the particular Bible passage of that day, and we just read it, and we have a conversation about it. What does it mean? What does this mean? What does this mean in my life? How's it relevant? I don't understand it. I've never understood it. You know, those kind of conversations are the sort of conversations that we have on a Thursday morning. So it's a place where we can dig deeper a little bit into the scriptures, which give us a sort of way of living and help us to understand more how God speaks into the ordinary things of our life as well. On Fridays, this place is truly transformed. If you've ever been in on a Friday morning, you will know. It's a place of fun and laughter, where we have our baby and toddler group. And we moved into this space, can't believe this either, almost a year ago, from the hall, May 2015, we moved in here, because we thought the bulldozers were coming in July. So we were doing that in advance, thinking that was what was going to happen. But I think it would be fair to say, wouldn't it, Barbara, that we think it was a good move. It was a good move. We've seen the group grow in numbers, but also in that sort of connection with the church. In fact, we're looking at really having a waiting list because we keep getting sort of new people wanting to come and sign up each Friday. But inviting people into this space does have a kind of spiritual and psychological impact for people, because they know that this is special to us, this space. It's where we worship God. It's important. So when we invite people into this space, they have a sense of being loved by us, of being valued by us, and by extension, by God. It does mean something to have these things in this space. It is a God thing. So we do this also because parents of young children often find themselves isolated nowadays. You know, people find themselves not necessarily in the geographical area where their parents are. They don't have the support network that they might have had in years past. And in this space, parents and carers find themselves just chatting with one another. They can have help from one another, from us. There's friendship. And also that this is a place of inclusion for them, where often families with young children feel themselves excluded from various places. So it's great to see young children feel that this is a space for them. Again, conversation which was begun last autumn with regards to providing a church service for our toddler parents and carers, for them to come that's specifically from that, for them as part of the baby and toddler group, have just come to fruition. And so we will begin our toddler church every second Friday, and that begins on the 13th of May next month. So that comes from that relationship being built in this place with those people, and having a sense that that's something they've said, you know, that they would value that. And so we begin that next month. That's great news. Once a month on a Friday, we have knitting club, which may or may not seem very revolutionary to you, but I have to say some of the conversations that we have are very revolutionary. When we're just sitting there, knitting can unlock the conversation sometimes in a way other things can't. Initially, it was set up to provide knitted items for the Christmas shoebox appeal, and that group does continue to faithfully knit for that purpose, in that way looking outward from themselves to places which are perhaps very far away. To have that outward looking focus. And then on Saturdays, well, once a month we have our work morning, as you know, a morning to tidy and to maintain the building. And obviously, that has to adapt as our building project moves forward. And we're really grateful for the people who come, often quite quietly, and just make this place a hospitable place for people to be invited into a welcoming, usable, hospitable place. And obviously, as the footfall increases, that becomes even more important. This is an act of hospitality, which we do as a church together in order to bless whoever enters here in God's name. And then we come to Sunday. Here we are on our Sunday. This is a day when we come together to focus and to refocus ourselves on the reason for all that we do the rest of the time. All that we are and do as a community of God's people spills over from the fact that we worship this God, the God who welcomes all, who forgives, who loves, who desires justice and flourishing for all. I'm sure you're aware our services have generally remained in this traditional configuration, facing the front. And it was a while ago now, it was in 2014, that once a month we went to our all-age services being in the round as a visible sign that our worship here is never a sort of passive event. It's always participative. We're all in it together. It's not just someone at the front doing stuff to the people who sit in the seats. You're all here as active worshippers this morning. And on us, on an all-age service, that becomes more apparent in our actual kind of physical configuration. But it hasn't really changed in the last year in the actual kind of format, as it were. And I think what I wanted to say is what I think has changed in the course of 2015 is the reality that Sundays are not now the only significant day in which the church is used. Everything else that happens in St. Michael's is as much part of us as a worshipping community engaged in the mission of God as what we do on a Sunday. And this can be a little bit disconcerting for us as a community, especially if we are used to church being primarily a Sunday event. It would be unsurprising if some of us were, you know, maybe feeling a little bit wobbly about that. You know, we can feel a little bit disenfranchised, you know, when the bulk of actually what's happening in the space happens the rest of the time. And we might be vaguely aware that there are other communities and people meeting in this space who we don't know. And they might feel that this church is as much their church as those of us who meet here on a Sunday. So my prayer for all of us then, in light of, you know, those things, those emotions that that hang around, is that we as members of St. Michael's know how much we are loved by God in this place, and that you all belong, we all belong here. And that then in your knowledge, in your deep knowledge of your belonging in this place, and you're being loved in this place by God and by each other, that you may continue to grow in recognizing the belonging of others as well, who maybe you don't know so well, or you might not even see. And that their belonging doesn't affect your belonging in any way. In the passage that we heard from Acts this morning, and I always love it, those are the two lectionary readings, and I always think, yeah, you know, that was prepared for us this morning. So that passage from Revelation on the kingdom of God coming in all its fullness, and that being what we are here for. But that passage in Acts this morning is God teaching Peter telling us that God was teaching him that the Gentiles, as well as the Jews, are invited to be God's people, and that all are invited to the feast of God in God's abundant kingdom. And I think we don't really understand how explosive that was in that setting. There were not two people groups who were further apart than the Jews and the Gentiles. And in God's vision to Peter, he's gentle with Peter, but he is uncompromising on this, that everyone is invited. And so our job at St. Michael's is to throw that picnic blanket as wide as possible, to gather up everyone, to offer God's love and compassion as widely as we can, and in so doing, to seek the welfare of the place in which we have been put, so that God's kingdom will be built. And as we continue now to move forward into 2016 with all that it means for us with the building project which is happening around us, may we rejoice in the life of the church, giving you a snapshot of what a week is like. May we rejoice in that the church is living and alive because we have a God who is living and alive. May we focus our hearts on that God and turn our faces to welcome all who come through our doors. Amen. Thank you.